Blog Talk Radio.
But exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, we are here this morning. It is Friday, and thank God it's Friday. Yes, thank God it is Friday. Getting ready for an awesome, awesome week. Well, we are just one exact week away from the most, I'm telling you, this conference is going to be power-packed. We have some power hitters coming to this conference in North Carolina. We've told you about the conference. We're going to tell you a little bit more about this powerful, powerful conference that is going to be happening. When? Well, I've told you, it's happening to, oh my God, it's right here. It's almost right in front of us. You won't believe it. You just won't believe this conference. It is going to be awesome. It is going to be powerful. It is going to be a conference like you will never, ever ever believe. It's going to be happening in North Carolina, okay? In North Carolina, you will not believe your own ears, your own eyes. It's going to be powerful. Now, also, this conference is going to be featuring myself, okay? It's going to be featuring Dr. Cindy Hunter, okay? It's going to be featuring let's see, who else? It is going to be so, let's see, we're going to have Pastor Aretha Pugh Robinson. Okay. Oh, let's see. Wow. It is just going to be so many people in North Carolina. It is going to be packed. And you don't want to miss it. Okay? This is one conference that you don't want to miss because it is going to be powerful. Okay? Also, this conference is going to have, I'll be there to talk to you about powerful things and talking about releasing your power. I'll be there talking to you about how you can grow your life, basically. If you want to grow your life, okay, and if you want to become more than what you ever thought you could be, then this is a conference that you don't want to miss. Releasing Your Inner Power, 8 Strategies of Becoming Who You Really Are. You know, who are you really? I mean, what is your God-given purpose? What are your God-given talents? What is it that God has created you to be and to do? You know, what is it that God has in store for you? How can you become more than you should, how can you really do all the things that God would have for you to do, okay? You have to really, really, you know, use your talents, use your gifts. You have to, you have to really discover what your gifts are. You know, so many people, they just don't know what their gifts are. They just don't know what they should be doing in their life. Right? But you can become all that you are supposed to be. You can become all that God has created for you to be. And I'm telling you, if you come to this conference, this is a conference like no other. This is a conference that is going to shake your very characteristics. You know, you're going to leave there. I'm telling you, it starts next Friday. You don't want to miss out. North Carolina. Now, if you're in the Atlanta area, it's just a couple of hours away. If you're in North Carolina, Greensboro, or Raleigh, well, if you're in Greensboro, you're right there. But if you're in Raleigh, North Carolina, just an hour or so away. And other points of North Carolina, some parts of Virginia, Tennessee. This, I'm telling you, we are going to have a shakedown, stomp down, powerful. We're going to be releasing people into their destiny. Yeah, I want you to just think about that for a minute. Yeah, just think about that for a minute. Being released into your God-given destiny. You know, maybe your destiny is to start your own business. Maybe your destiny is that you are to start a school. Even if you want to start your own training business, start your own training company. You can start just about anything you want to do with the right information and the right education, the right connections. You know, I heard someone say one time that your wealth, your success is tied to not a thing, but a person. Not not a thing, but a person. And so what we're saying is that come to this conference and you will get that connection. I'm telling you, there's going to be so much power in that room. It is going to be totally, totally, totally awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So I just wanted to get that out there. Get that conference information. You don't want to miss it if you're down in that area, the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference. And it's based on my book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. Now, if you don't have the book, I urge you to order your book today. You can go online. You can order it on my website, LalisaJWilliams.com. You can order the book. If you can order the hard copy, we will ship it to you. You will have the book in less than 2 weeks, depending on where you are. You can order the book. We will ship the book to you, and you can see why it has changed the lives of others. These are individuals who, before they read the book, they weren't quite sure what they wanted to do, or they wasn't motivated to take action. And the book is highly motivational. I can tell you that right now. Once you read that book, you will be motivated to get up. You will be driven, and you will be on purpose, I'm telling you. So if you don't want to get the hard copy, I do have it in an e-book version. If you email me, I can send you the link for the e-book version, and you can get the ebook version for $10. The hard copy is $15. So it's your choice, but you want to get that book that we have built a conference around the topic of that book. This is our third or fourth conference that we've had since we launched it as a conference about 2.5 to 3 years ago. And now the conference is on tour. So our first stop is Greensboro, North Carolina. So that is just showing you the power of the book. It says someone read the book, attended the conference, and said, yes, we want to bring this conference to our city. So they went back and began to set up the conference. So I'm just making that offer. I'm just making that offer to you, offering you that. Now today, welcome, 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 Friday. This is Friday. If you've just tuned in, you are tuned in to the Coach Lalisa Show, and I am Coach Lalisa. So for those of you who need coaching in your career, you need coaching with your small business, I do have coaching services available for you at very, very, very affordable prices that you cannot afford to pass up. So again, all you need to do is shoot me an email or inbox me on Facebook. If you're on LinkedIn, you can send me a message on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn as well. Or you can send me a message through Twitter. So Twitter, LinkedIn, or Facebook, you can connect with me. Or you can simply go to my website and fill out the form on any one of the pages there and inbox it to me. Email it to me, and I will get your message, and I will respond to you, because this is the year that we're hitting it big. So if you want to get in on some good coaching, if you want to discover a better life, a more fulfilled life, if you want to live your dream job, and you need coaching, because coaching is one of the tools to help you get there. Before, we know only the big executives and companies used coaches outside of people in the sports industry. But that was because it was so unaffordable. But now we're making it very affordable. We have packages as low as $150 a month. You can't beat it. You cannot beat that. And with what you're going to get when you walk away, I guarantee that your life will go in the direction that you want, and you will be able to achieve the results that you want. So our topic today, by the way, our topic today is the power. power of relentlessness. Yes, the topic today, Friday, the power of relentlessness. You see, relentless. You've got to be determined. That's what it means. Part of the meaning of relentless, part of that meaning is to be determined. You got to have a determination. Okay, so the topic today, the power of relentlessness, to be relentless. How determined are you? You see, you have to be determined. If you want to achieve greatness, it's like a person who wants to lose weight. They have a certain amount of weight that they want to lose. But if they're not relentless, it'll never happen. I know scores of people who want to do this, this, or that. And one of the roadblocks, one of the hurdles, one of the major obstacles that stands in their way of achieving what it is in their heart that they want to do is that they're not relentless. And I see people all the time falling by the wayside. And I know what it means to fall by the wayside because I did that. Every time I think about the fact that I could have finished high school had I understood the power of relentlessness. Some of you know my story, part of it anyway. I'm working on a PhD, and the only way that I'm going to get to that day of graduation is that I have to be relentless. You have to be relentless to finish anything. Now, yes, some things are very easy to finish, but most things that are of real value and really worth something is going to take, it's a process. It takes time. And in order to finish, you must be relentless. So I want to talk to you today about the power behind being relentless. There is great power when you don't give up, when you keep going. Yeah, you may have an enemy. Yeah, your friends will turn their back on you. Listen to me. I've been there, done that. Friends will turn their back on you at the worst possible timing. You know, they say timing is everything. Well, there are people, friends, loved ones, family members, the haters, all kinds of people will turn their back on you just when you need them most. And that's when you have to dig down deep inside of you and pull out that secret weapon of relentlessness. Oh, there have been many people who wanted to start a business, but they didn't have the ability, they did not understand the power and the authority of relentlessness. You know, the universe is so vast, and God has given this principle, so to speak. It's a law of relentlessness. And the only reason, listen to me, the only reason that it is not working for some people is because they don't know about it or they don't believe it. See, when you know something and don't believe it, it's just like not knowing it at all. And how about this? When you know it, believe it, and do not practice it, it's like not knowing it at all. It's like not having it at all. You have to know, believe, practice, take action before you can have it. I mean, sometimes people, they look and say, oh, wow, you did this or you did that. You did this, you did that. But it's not that you're anything special, something great and wonderful about you. It's the fact that you know how to take action on principles work for anyone that employs them. It will work for anyone. Principles like being relentless. What do we mean by being relentless? It's about having a very high level and very focused degree of determination. You are determined to start that business. You're determined to keep that business going after it starts. When you look at people like the Oprah Winfreys of the world, the Bill Gates of the world, the very great people who have achieved a lot, when you look at them, what separates them from people who are unsuccessful is a person's ability to be relentless, a person's ability to stick to it, to keep going in the face. See, here's the thing. It's easy to keep going when everything is going your way. Believe me, you, I know. It is. I agree with you. It is so easy to keep going when everything's going your way. But what about when you are faced with opposition? What about when the haters are after you, talking about you, slandering your name, dogging you out? Can you still keep going? What about when your bank account is on sub-zero? Not just zero. Do you know what sub-zero is? Okay, you take a number line and you put that zero in the middle, and on one side of the zero, there's, on the right side of the zero, there's pluses, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and into infinity. The number line doesn't end. Infinity, okay? Just because you can only think up to 1,000, it doesn't mean that's where the number line ends. The numbers end in infinity. There's no end. As far as the mind can conceive it, you can get a number, okay? And then on the other side of the zero, it begins with -1. Okay, of course, in between zero and -1, there's a whole lot of other little numbers there that we don't need to talk about right now. It's not a math class, but we could go there if we wanted to. But here's the thing. From zero on the left side, you have the -1, -2, into where? Does it stop at -1,000? No. Does it stop at -1,000,000? No. It stops at negative infinity. Okay? So that means eternally, forever, nonstop, infinity, infinite. Okay? Infinite. No end to it. It's not finite. You know, there's an end to our life. Our lives will be finite, at least on this side. And so you have this situation where your bank account could be sub-zero, negative. Now that you have opposition facing you, now is the time to demonstrate your power of being relentless. Well, you don't need relentlessness when everything is going your way. If everything's going your way and everything is happening for you and things are just dropping in your lap, no really big deal. But it is when your body is tired. It is when you want to give up, when you want to give up in your mind. It is when you get sick and tired and you want to give up. You don't want to do another thing. You don't want to go another day. You don't want to open another book. You don't want to research another website to find statistics to put into your business plan. It's when you don't want to go to Google and search out for another image to put into your flyer. Is when you don't want to try to see if there's another bank that will give you the bank loan. Is when you don't want to try one more time to make your marriage work. Is when you've given up on your children. That's when you need to discover the power of relentlessness. It's after the show. It's after the shooting. It's after they've robbed you. It's after you've been raped. It's after you've been molested, is after you've been beat down, is after they've rejected you over and over and over again, is after you've been fired. You must be relentless. You must be determined to turn it around. I think we talked about this on another show. You got to be determined, relentless about coming back. When someone sets you back, you must understand the power of being relentless so that you can come back. Recognizing that a setback is just a setup for a comeback. And when you come back, this is what I love to say, and I heard this, I don't know, somewhere on television or something, but someone said, listen, I'm coming back bigger and better. And then we know Marvin Sapp said, oh, yes, I'm stronger and I'm wiser because of my problems. Let me tell you something right now. I wouldn't take anything for my troubles because they have made me who I am today. And who am I today? Well, today I'm the woman that hosts a weekly show on Blog Talk Radio every morning at 7 a.m. Why? Because I'm powerful? No, because I'm relentless. I relent to getting up every morning to do this show. Sometimes the computer does not act the way I want it to act. You know, computers, sometimes they have a mind of their own. They behave the way they want to behave. They do what they want to do. One of the reasons why I so love the song, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. Do you realize that is one of the most motivational songs of all time, probably? Of all time. In terms of just straight motivation, that is one of the songs that lets you know, you know what? We're leaving the negative people way behind. That's something else. If you're going to be relentless, don't try to take a lot of people with you. And certainly don't take any negative people. Because, again, you will be somewhere down the line having to deal with the power of their negativity, which is trying to drag you down, trying to hold you back, trying to stop you from achieving your goals, your accomplishments, your goals that you set for your life. What goals? You might say, well, what goals am I trying to achieve? What am I trying to accomplish here? You're trying to exploit all of your tags, every last one of them. Now, I don't know how many you have. You may have one, you may have 1,000, you may have 1,000,000. I have no clue. But you have at least one. You need to exploit. You need to explore and exploit your tags. What is tags, you may be asking? Well, tags is an acronym for your talents. The T is for talent. The A is for ability. The G is for gift. And the S is for skill. Your tags. Your talents, your abilities, your gifts, and your skills. You need to exploit them. People who want to be relentless at releasing their inner power are individuals who don't give up, who don't quit, who don't throw in the towel. They know that they know that they know that they are better than their current situation. They know that there is more to their life than their current situation. There's more out there for them than where they are right now. There's a fulfillment that they are seeking. They want to be fulfilled, not just live. Oh, it's wonderful to be happy. Yes, you want to be happy. You want to be successful, but you want to be fulfilled. You want to know, before you leave this earth, you want to use yourself up. You know, you think about, let's see, if you ever ate like an orange and, you know, you just squeeze it and squeeze it. You want to use that orange up. You want to get down to it. You want to eat everything but the rind, the peeling or whatever they call it. okay? That's how you want your life. You want to use yourself up. You want to go to the grave. Listen to this. You want to go to the grave empty. You don't want to take any of your tags to the grave. And you know, you ever see those TV shows where they're showing you a dead body and they have a little tag on the person's toe down there in the morgue? Just imagine everybody having that tag on them, and your tag has a list of the things that, the gifts that that person never used. Imagine what that would, imagine that scene and what that would look like. You're dead, and there's a tag, and the tag has a listing of all the things that you didn't do, you didn't try, you didn't attempt it. All the gifts and the talents and the skills and the abilities that you never ever used, you never tapped into them, simply because you were afraid. You didn't think it was worth anything. You didn't realize that you could have done it had you been relentless. You got to be relentless in not only achieving a purpose, your goal, but you have to be relentless in discovering it. It's amazing to me how many people give up discovering their greatness. I don't understand, and that's one I don't understand. I do apologize. I don't mean to sound harsh. I'm sorry. Really. I mean, as a show host, you know, we have to liven it up around here. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. We're about to have a great weekend. This is, like I said, the last week before we go to North Carolina. I know I sound cool. Trust me, it's beyond being cool, calm, and collected. I am ecstatic. I am overwhelmed. I am just, you know, oh my God. It's unbelievable to me what is about to happen. Because guess what? It is something that never happened before. It's something that I was relentless about because it was maybe, oh my goodness, 6 years ago, 6 years ago that I said I wanted to take this conference on the road. 6 years ago I said that. And it's happening now. Why? Because of being relentless. Because I could have given up after year one. When it didn't happen, I could have given up year two, could have given up year three, four, five, could have given up. What if I had given up? This is year six. What if I had given up on year five? Now I have confirmation. I have a young lady in Cleveland, Ohio, who could call into the show at any point in time, and she can tell you how we stood in the parking lot at 142 Maple Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. We stood in the parking lot 6 years ago and said, 2005, 6 years ago and said, want to take conference around the country. And it's just now happening. This is the first one. 6 years later, I'm telling you, the power to relent is within your reach, and you need to do it, because if you don't, you're going to miss out on one of the greatest opportunities for your life. Relentless. Not relenting, but you want to be relentless. You want to be determined. And so what did we do? We kept pushing forward. We kept the opportunities, we kept taking the opportunities that were presented to us, and we kept going. We answered, you want to reach greatness in life, answer the door of opportunity. When opportunity knocks, answer the door. Stop sleeping, get up, wake up, and when opportunity knocks, you got to open that door. You got to listen up. When I was in the military, 1980, I'm in the United States Navy. Don't know why I'm in the United States Navy. I have no clue. I talk to people. I just mention the military to people. They run the other way. The average American, if you just mention the United States military, they turn what we call a dead ear. They don't even want to hear it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to hear it. The average American and almost everyone that I know, and even the people that I don't, I could walk up to a rank stranger in a crowded mall where there's 100,000 people and talk about the military, they will run, or they will turn a deaf ear. They will give me some quick sign to let me know they don't want to hear a thing I have to say. And you may be cringing right now. Okay? But in 1980, I find myself enlisted in the full listed, not part-time person, not Army Reserve, not Coast Guard, not ROTC in high school. I'm talking about an enlisted United States Navy jet mechanic, of all things to be. I'm a jet mechanic. A mechanic. Hello. You know, trust me, I don't understand what happened. But I was there. But one of the things I remember about boot camp, and I remember a lot about boot camp, and boot camp was only 2 months. That was 1980. This is 2011. And let me tell you, it's like it was yesterday, boot camp. That's how powerful it is. But I remember they would always say, listen up, listen up, listen up. And and one of the reasons I remember it so well is because growing up, my mother used to say, you don't listen, you don't listen, you need to listen more. The teachers, you need to listen. Everybody, you need to listen. And so here I am, 23 years old. I'm in the United States Navy, fighting for my country, learning all about military stuff. It's hilarious. Don't ask me why I was there. I still don't know. But here's the thing. They said, listen up. And that's what I'm saying to you today. Listen up. If you want to achieve greatness, you want to do things that you've never done in your life, things that you cannot even imagine. Even the military is something I can't even imagine. Stationed in Virginia Beach, Virginia, one of the places that I spend my money, me and my husband, we spend our hard-earned money to go there every summer. Virginia Beach, we love it. Now, here's a place where I was stationed in boot camp. Many days it felt like a sentence. Well, no, boot camp was actually Orlando, but my duty station was in the Navy. It was in Virginia Beach. I'm on the beach, y'all, every day. That's my life. But guess what? I didn't value it. I wasn't relentless. I didn't understand the power of relentless. I didn't understand the power. I didn't understand how to release my power. If I could, as my mother would say, if you could kiss your elbow and go back, if I could go back to that period and understood that I had a book inside of me. Nobody ever told me this. Nobody ever told me you have a book in you. You have greatness in you. You have the power within you. Nobody told me. That's why I will tell it to young people. I don't care if they don't want to hear it. You know, I don't care if they don't want to hear it. I'm going to tell them anyway. Because when I was 23, nobody told me that you have greatness in you. Now, except for my mother. And she didn't say it like that, because to me that's simpler. And my mother, she did used to say, plain talk is easily understood. So, but she didn't say it that way. She didn't say, Lisa, you have greatness in you. But she did tell me, she always told me, I was living beneath my privilege. And I knew what that meant, because she was referring to the prodigal son who had greatness, but he squandered it. Because my mother, she was like an intellectual kind of person, so she would say things. But, you know, some of us, we need stuff real simplified, y'all. And I was one of them. Now, my older sister probably got that, you know, whatever. She was way more intellectual than me. But trust me, I wasn't getting it like that. But I was still getting it, but I wasn't able to really process it. Therefore, I could not really use it per se. But But now, that's why I like to try to keep it simple with people. So again, if you get the book, Release Your Power, it's very simple. It's very simple. But I'm letting you know that there is greatness within you. You can do things that you never thought you could ever do before. You can have things that you never thought you could have. So don't try to think it, because you don't even know what's out there for you. Just know that if you are relentless, that if you do not give up, that if you take every opportunity when it does what? That's right, when it knocks on your door. And then, guess what else? Guess what else? How about this? You know how they say, when opportunity knocks? Check it out. This is another thing that I learned over the last 30 years. I've been practicing it for the most part. I've been practicing it now for 30 years. I began to, my first form of practicing this was somewhere around 1987. I began to do this in 1987, possibly 1986. So that's over 20 years ago, right? And maybe 24 years ago, somewhere in that neighborhood. I began to do this, and some of you haven't been born that long, right? I understand. I began to do this 24 years ago, and it really does work. I stopped waiting for opportunity to knock, and then I began to do the knocking. And you notice how the sound, different sound, right? Opportunity knocks, you're going to open, right? But what about if you go and knock? You see, it's more solid, it's more focused. When you go and knock on opportunity, so in other words, what you become is this person who is now orchestrating where you're going to go next. You're not just waiting for it to happen. You're orchestrating this thing. You're the facilitator. You're the one making it happen. You're the conductor of the train, so to speak. You're the captain of the ship. Amen. I was about to preach. Did y'all hear that amen right there? It just came. It just slipped out, y'all. Amen. It's like, I don't know. Did I hear somebody say amen? I don't know. But anyway, it just came out. You are the orchestrator of this band. Okay. You are the captain of this ship. You're the facilitator of this situation. You got to make it happen. You go and find the opportunity. Create it. If you can't find it, create it. And here's what I do sometimes, because, you know, who wants to reinvent the wheel? Raise your hand. Okay, let me see your hands. Raise your hand if you want to reinvent the wheel. Okay? I see you keep, amen, preach. I'm trying to preach here, y'all. Yes. Okay, okay. All right, I cultured, awesome. You earned your doctorates, okay? Oh, I thought you were going to say in 1947. No, when you were 47, I got you. And then you said the hardest part about finishing, wow, was to convince yourself that it was worth it. Wow, I could be it. I am all that embodies a doctor. Wow, while embracing your history. You know, that's so awesome. And thank you for that. Okay. Yeah, so we've got some crazy people in the room. And so that's all right. We'll try to see if we can get rid of their comment. Because I think Facebook, I mean, think they give us that. Well, maybe not. But, right. Now, here's the problem. But anyway, thank you so much for that, Cultured. So thank you for that comment in the chat room there. Congratulations. So you know what I'm going through, right? That's this power of relentless. Yes, I've been relentless in areas and have achieved some great things, but at the same time, I still have this great thing looming over me that I'm still trying to relent to. Not trying, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. You almost called in culture. Well, guess what? You know, it's not too late. We still got 15 minutes of the show. So if you have an urge, a desire, make it happen. 347-945-7991. But that's very awesome and very, very powerful. If you do call in, just remember you got to hit the number one key so I will know it's you. But when it comes to reinventing, nobody wants to reinvent the wheel, right? Yeah, I see people got their hand raised, right? No problem. But here's the problem with that. Sometimes I do reinvent the wheel, okay? But guess what happens? As soon as, because sometimes you don't see no other wheel out there. So, you know, you got to reinvent it yourself, right? Because you don't see the other wheels that are there. But then when I see it, oh, listen, I'm shutting mine down and just run with the one that's already been there, the ones that's established, the one that already has the connections. It's not a problem. See, some people, they can't do that because they get too caught up in something that they've done. And I'm okay with that. That's fine if that's where a person wants to be, but I don't need that. Okay, so if I'm headed somewhere and I don't see an opportunity, and so I seek out and go out and create it, and then discover later that somebody else has already got it going, I'm okay with letting it go. I'm okay with letting it go and just joining up with you, tagging along with you. I'm okay with that. I like to tag along. It was 7 kids in my family, so the tag along thing is good for me. I tagged along with my siblings here and there, you know. My funniest scenario is how I was very, 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 very good friends with my younger sister. She's 2 years younger than me. Sometimes we're only 1 year apart based on how our birthdays fall. Like right now, we're just 1 year apart. But as soon as November comes, we'll be 2 years apart again until a later date. But here we are. And, wow, here we are, and I'm tagging along. She's tagging along with me for a long part of the time, but then I start tagging along with her, you know. And for her to be younger, you know, a lot of people wouldn't want to do that with their younger sibling. And some people can't because of the way they're raised, and parents raise children that the older one is the one that, you know, everybody follows and all that kind of stuff. But for some reason, I connected with my younger sister, though I had an older sister who was only 2 years older. And you see how that thing worked? Now, my older sister, now the sister who was 2 years younger than me, also had a younger brother and a couple other younger siblings. Now, so she could have easily, you know, connected with the younger, but they were several years younger, so like 6 years younger, I think. So we connected, but that they could have still did some things. You know, but we connected versus me connecting with the older. So, but I could have, you know, been bent out of shape by that. Like, I could have looked at that as a failure. Why am I not connecting? Because typically you want to connect with that person who is older because they appear to be more mature. They have more than you. They've done a little bit more. They've done it sooner. And then that way you can go faster. But instead, by me connecting with the younger, or should I say, allowing her to connect with me. I don't know how it went one of those ways, but I don't know which came first, me wanting to connect with her or her wanting to connect with me. But we were connected since she was born. So we were like, you know, best friends since, well, maybe I was 4 and she was 2. So we have a long, 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 long history, a history that that's all we know since we've been in the world. And, you know, that maybe because of the other sister, there was someone in between us. There was a brother. And so maybe that's why I didn't connect with her as well. With this sister, there's no one in between. So a lot of times we were stuck together in places like, okay, here, wait here after school together. Go to the store together. You know, a lot of things we had to do as little kids because we were the same sex versus me and the brother and then the other sister where there was a brother in between. Well, anyway, I don't know why I brought that up, but I think I brought that up just to show how your life can be something that you don't imagine. I didn't imagine that I would connect with her, okay? I didn't imagine that, you know, there were things that she was doing that I would also want to do. So here's the thing. Be relentless. Don't give up, all right? Know that there is greatness in you. I'm telling you. Okay? Yes, my switchboard is working just fine. All you would need to do is my new switchboard, the new studio that Blog Talk has created for us. Okay? Okay, Culture, I got that. You said you almost. Well, I hope one day you do call in. You know, that's how Paul Curiazzi started. You know, he thought about almost calling in. And what happened is he eventually did call in, and then he kept calling in, and he's a very, very powerful, powerful, powerful guest. And he actually did a whole series for us for the month of February. So if you go back and listen to the month of February, the shows for the month of February 2011, every Monday for the month of February, he was the host of the show. It was awesome. He did his James, Living the James Bond Lifestyle. So if you ever go back and listen to that. But the switchboard is absolutely working. The number is 347-945-7991. I'm just typing it into the chat room there. And so, but yes, we want to do some more great things with the show, the blog, the little Coach Louisa show. But we definitely would love to have your financial support. And so it doesn't take very much to financially support the show. All you'd have to do is purchase a copy of any one of my books. You can go to the website, lalisajwilliams.com, and simply click on the product or the book page, and one of the books will come up, any of the books that are ready to go right now, and you pull that up. Yeah, lalisajwilliams.com, and you can order any of the books. So just for $15 support, you can support the show. And we will be working on some other advertisement for the show for those of you who want to advertise your show right here on the Coach Louisa Show, which is on every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7 a.m. So if you would like to support us and to share, we will definitely make that available for you. But for now, those of you, you can support. If you want to support Coach Louisa, the Coach Louisa Show, you want to support the Releasing Your Inner Power conference tour, you know, it costs money to travel and to put these conferences on. We're changing people's lives all over the place. And if you want to support and be a part of that, you can go to the website and you can purchase the book right there. You can purchase the hard copy, and then we will ship it to you for just $15. Go to that website. Or if you would like to sign up for any of our coaching sessions, we can do 15-minute coaching, half hour. If you want a sample coaching session with me, you can also do that as well. We'll show you what we will do to help you maximize your tags, utilize your gift, your charm, your charisma, whatever it is that you have, your ability to achieve the things that you want to do. You want to start that business, you want to go back to school. If you want to go back to school, we will help you, walk you through the process. For some people who don't know what the process is, if you would like to, you know, schedule it out, get a timeline going to see how long it's going to take you, what do you need up front? Having gone, like cultured, having gone through those several degrees, I'm working on a PhD, but already have obtained an associate degree, a bachelor's degree, an MBA. So I've completed all those. I can show you the path, the road, how to get that done, what to do. I can give you all my secrets to what not to do, okay? Because there are a lot of things you want to make sure you don't do. So back to our topic, being relentless, not giving up. Being determined. Don't quit, regardless of what people say, regardless of how people try to come at you with negativity, all right? Don't give up, okay? Now, maybe it's been a long time since you've relented at something or been relentless. It's not too late to get back in the game. You know, everybody has that thing that you really wanted to do, okay, and that you feel very strongly about. But maybe you just didn't know how to keep it going. Well, it's the power of being relentless. It's the power of determination, okay? The power of being unyielding. You don't want to give up. You don't want to yield. You know, like you're driving down the street, the yield sign means to slow down, to, you know, be prepared to stop. But when you're being relentless, you're not slowing down. You're not stopping. You're not giving up. Just tell yourself, I refuse to give up. give up. And ask yourself the question, am I giving up on my dreams? Am I giving up on my goals? Ask yourself, am I using my fullest potential? Am I becoming who I really am? Not who the world has said I am. Not who the negative people in my life have said I am. Not who society says I am or I am not. You want to become who you really are, who God made you to be. Not who people have said, you're this, you're that, you'll never be this, you'll never be that. You'll always be this or you'll always be that. You know, become who you really are. That's what's going to motivate you. I'm telling you, it's a motivation like you cannot even imagine. When you begin, when you buy into that and you begin to discover who you really are, let me tell you, you're unstoppable. I'll just put it like that. When you set out on the journey to discover who you really are, when you get over the fact that you're not who they say you are, you are not that thing that they said you are, regardless of what it was. They could have said you're stupid, you're fat, you're ugly, you're this, you're that, you're poor, you're, you know, whatever has been said, you're not who they say you are. You are who God says you are, and He says you are wonderful and fearfully made. He says that you are more than a conqueror. He says that greater is in you than he that's in the world. What is it? You're not who they say you are, but you got to be relentless. So I'm asking you, I'm making this offer as a matter of fact. If you inbox me today, it has to be today. It has to be today. If you inbox me today, you will not only get the book, Release Your Power, but you'll also get an hour of free coaching, and I'll throw in the CD, You've Got the Power. Okay? So if you order the book today, you gotta go online and order it today. And when I see your receipt, it will show up in my email. When you order today, Release Your Power. It has to be today. I will also throw in the CD, the link for the CD, You've Got the Power, an inspirational CD, and 1 hour of free coaching where I will coach you in your choice area, health, finances, wealth. I'll give you a free coaching session with exercises that you can do to change your life. Well, that's all we have time for today. It's been great. It's been real. If you need to go back and listen to the archive to find out exactly what you get, that's right, culture. You're right. Relentless has been a roadblock to so many people, but here today we have unblocked it for you, okay? Keep going. Don't forget, opportunity knocks. Guess what? If you don't hear it knocking, you got to do what? You got to do the knocking. Time for, we only have a few seconds left. And we will see you back here. Have a powerful weekend, all weekend long. Do great things. Keep knocking.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.